we had a failure, and it was in Sardinia. The pilot was flying over the days up to Harrier now standard, so quite relatively recent. And suddenly his engine stopped. He said, I don't like the water, and he was over the sea. So he made it glide as far as he could to the land. And when he saw he was near enough to drop into shallow water, he bailed out. I saw the camera, and it suddenly straightened out, and it went straight for one tree, It hit the tree and flew into pieces, you see. So I went with John Dale. I was a John Dale who I knew very well at Rolls-Royce Bristol Engines. And he said, come on, Barry, we've got to go to Sardinia. So off we went to Sardinia. Well, there was our fuel system lying in the sand all on its own. We had to bring it back to find out what had gone wrong. So they supplied an aircraft to bring us back to in England again. And I put it on the test rig, and sure enough, it didn't work. So we stripped it down, found, and I've still got it in the garage, actually, a little bit of mechanism, and you could see what had happened, and that bolt had come loose, and the mechanism had jammed, and of course that was the end of the flow. So, and the reason was the locking had failed, and the design office got to work. Really, quite honestly, there was nothing wrong with the design, but I'll tell you later why. Redesigned the locking, and at that time we had to go. John Dale and I had to go to the States anyway, because they were a little bit worried about reliability of the engine and that, and they wanted to. They had a meeting over there, and this meeting, typical American, went on for hours and hours, and we had to continue the next day. So I went to bed. And in the middle of the night, and the phone went, and it was one of my people saying, sorry, Barry, that modification's failed on test. So I had to go and tell the senior officer, Marine Corps officer, the story the next day. I said, can I have a word with you, sir? And he said, yes, of course. And he said, come in my office. I got an office. I told him what had happened. Oh, he said, oh, dear. He said, well, in that case, he said, I think... what do you suggest? Well, I said, by then I knew what the reason was. And I said, my advice is we go back to the original design, because I'd forgotten to say that, they'd already embodied this new design in all these components, and our service engineers have gone out and fitted them all. So I said... there was nothing wrong with the original design. I said, what actually happened was the chap who was building this piece of equipment, he was seriously ill and he couldn't concentrate properly on it, and he didn't lock that piece, and unfortunately it missed inspection. I said, really, properly fitted, there was no reason why it shouldn't carry on for years, because it was a standard system for locking bolts. Mm. So he said, right, okay. He said, I accept that. So he picked up the phone and rang the aircraft, his aircraft carrier in the med, and told him what we were going to do. He said, how are we going to fix it? And I said, well, we can send service engineers out to do it. Right, he said, that's fine. It was all organised. I often wonder, I can't imagine that happening nowadays.
No, definitely not.
Anyway, well, that was it, really. And came back to England. My boss, Bill Hutton, was quite happy with all I'd done and that was it. I don't think there was really anything else I can say.